Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Q2 FY17 results call of SRF Limited, hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. Rohan Gupta, Senior Research Analyst of Emkay Global. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Tanvi. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Emkay Global Financial Services, I welcome all the participants logged in for the conference call of SRF Limited to discuss their Q2 FY17 results. From the management, we have Mr. Anoop Joshi and Mr. Rahul Jain. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Yeah, Mr. Joshi and Mr. Rahul Jain. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Sir, I will just request you first, if you can just give us a brief quarterly results performance. Before that, I'd also like to inform that this call, I'd like to point out that some of the statements made here in this call may be forward-looking, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the earnings presentation shared with you earlier. With this remark, I will hand over the call to you, sir, and if you can just start with the sharing your quarterly results and any industry trend, we can follow it up with a Q&A session, sir.
Thanks, Rohan.
Thanks.
Good evening, everyone. I warmly welcome everyone to SRF Limited's Q2 results call. I thank you for taking the time out to participate in our earnings call. I'll initiate this call with a brief overview and key highlights for the quarter and first half ended September 2016. In addition, I will also cover events and happenings that have had an impact on our businesses. As always, I will keep my initial remarks brief so that we can have a healthy and elaborate Q&A discussion. We have reported stable performance during the quarter, especially keeping in mind the challenging economic environment which adversely impacted some of our businesses. The performance further reinforces the management's belief that having diversified business is one of our key strengths. Despite our revenues being steady, we were able to deliver a healthy PAT growth of 17% year-on-year. I will briefly take you through the performance of each of our business, starting with the chemicals business. The specialty chemical business continued to report subdued performance and had a tough quarter owing to weak demand in the agrochemical space. As covered in the previous calls, higher inventories in the system is leading to lower demand as customers continue to defer orders. On the positive side, pharma segment is witnessing positive trends. I am also pleased to share here that we commissioned a new facility at Dahej complex to cater to the growing pharma segment. This was set up at a CapEx of around rupees 43 crores. We continue to lay emphasis on accelerating growth in this space. Overall, our focus is to keep the funnel optimal and keep the pipeline of molecules robust in both pharma and agro segments. We continue to remain positive and optimistic for this line of the business. As we have been saying, the fundamentals of the specialty chemicals business remain very strong. We believe the slowdown is temporary, and as demand for global agrochemicals picks up, we will witness better demand traction as existing pipelines run down. Healthy contribution from the pharma sector should also help the segment going forward. The specialty chemicals segment remains a core part of our business model, and we will continue to invest significantly in this business. In line with this stated strategy, the board today approved CapEx aggregating to 128 crores at our Dahej chemical complex for augmenting new facilities and the production of new products in existing flexible multipurpose plants and setting up of a cGMP plant to tap upcoming business opportunities in the pharma sector that require cGMP compliance. This year, we have spent a lot of time in launching, producing trial loads for a whole range of new products. The performance of the fluorochemicals business was as per our expectations on account of higher volumes in both R134A and blends. Higher volumes enabled us to expand our market share, being the largest manufacturer of refrigerants in India. R22 export prices remained soft, leading to decrease in margins. China competition continued to remain aggressive. In addition, we continue to increase product offering both new and adjacent products to make SRF a one-stop shop for customers. Globally, HFOs will witness increased demand since signing of HFC amendment recently. In our view, in the longer term, our technological capabilities will help us in developing products for the future as substitutes to HFC. We also remain focused on expanding the market share both domestically and globally in our current HFC portfolio. Moving on to other businesses, our packaging film business reported steady performance during the quarter under review despite industry headwinds. I am glad to state that we are creating new benchmarks and maintain our position as the lowest cost producer in India and Thailand. We have been able to successfully optimize product mix, human resource and raw material costs, which enabled us to report higher margins during the quarter. Also, it's noteworthy that we continue to run full capacity in spite of increasing competition. We continue to improve our product mix with thrust on value-added products. These products constitute almost 24% of the sales, and the demand for these products is expected to keep growing at a faster pace, which is much faster than plain vanilla products. We are making good progress in establishing our BOPET and BOPP facilities in Indore and are expected to be commissioned as per schedule. In fact, maybe BOPET line gets commissioned ahead of the schedule by early January. On the international operations front, Thailand and South Africa continues to deliver healthy performance. South African domestic market, however, remains soft. Coming to the technical textile business, the nylon tire cord business posted a healthy performance on account of higher volumes and cost reduction measures. The capacity utilization improved to 83% in Q2 17 from 77% in Q2 16. Enabling us to report better margins. Two-wheeler, four-wheeler and LCV segments have shown a positive growth trend, so we hope to further augment utilization levels going forward. However, we also continue to face competition from lower-priced Chinese truck and bus radials. Performance of the coated and laminated fabrics was healthy despite challenging market conditions, and we were able to maintain market leadership in both these segments. Our initiatives towards enhancing operational performance and optimizing product portfolio have borne results. On a gross basis, our interest cost has reduced from rupees 33 crores to rupees 24 crores, mainly due to renegotiation of the interest rates with our partner banks and rebalancing our loan profile in line with the business needs. In conclusion, I would like to state that we have firmly established ourselves as a technology and innovation-driven company across all our business segments. We will continue to focus on enhancing cost efficiencies across all our three business segments. Our endeavor is to stay ahead of the curve and focus on building knowledge-based value-added products across all our businesses. Thank you very much. If you have... On that note, I conclude my remarks and would like to thank you all for joining us on this conference call. We would now be happy to discuss any questions, comments or suggestions that you may have.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Chintan Modi from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Hi.
Sir, hi. So firstly on the specialty chemicals, of course, we are across the industry, we have seen this pressure. But post Q2, have you seen any improvement on the ground? I mean, inventory is getting clear and new orders start flowing in?
There are no indications as of now which suggest that, you know, in the very near future the things are going to turn around. But having said that, as I said, our long-term focus remains very positive on this. And general consensus amongst, you know, the leading players is that the things will probably start looking better by 2017 end, or maybe the financial year 2018. After that, I think there is expected to be a lot of positivities returning back to the sector.
Okay. And typically, sir, once we get approvals, how much time does it take to actually start the commercial production? So we can get an idea, like, you know, when the order starts flowing in, from what time it will start reflecting into revenue.
Facilities, when we have adequate installed capacity to cater to any order as and when, you know, we received sufficient quantity to be produced. So qualification is an enabling thing that, okay, the initial quantities, initial pilot, initial quality checks, everything has happened. The products have in that sense been launched at a pilot and at a commercial stage. But therefore, as soon as we get an adequate quantity or a good quantity order, we are able to execute. That's why if you see, we continue to invest heavily in making our facilities always at the time of, you know, to keep a pace with the future requirements of the customers.
Okay.
That in no time, I mean, whatever is the minimum production time that you will take to supply an order and the logistics and wherever it gets delivered, but it's not something that which is, you know, a huge time lag between the order being received and being executed.
Got it, sir. And sir, in terms of guidance, we had given around 15-20% growth guidance in the specialty for the full year. Would you be revising it downwards as the things are not looking that good?
See, we are working on, you know, a lot of things around this. There are the funnel is complete as far as we are concerned. We are working on a lot many pharma, you know, molecules, and even on agro, we continue to work with the existing supply, our customers, and even some of the new customers on various, you know, the molecules that we are working on. So, as far as we are concerned, long-term story, as I said, remains intact. But as far as this year is concerned, surely we don't see as of now a significant upside. So, what we internally will say and evaluate it is the growth for this year is expected to be only marginal.
Okay, and just last two questions. One is if you can share what was the growth in specialty chemicals for the first half, and secondly, the reason why the margins dropped to 17.5% on the PBIT level in the overall chemicals business, which I think was the lowest in many quarters.
The PBIT level, PBIT margins will definitely fall because if you see, we have been investing a lot and therefore the depreciation will continue to remain and increase as soon as we keep on capitalizing various plants. Secondly, the fixed cost, which is a part of the gain that you cannot suddenly reduce just because the volumes have gone down.
PIT
margin will definitely come down on a lower base.
That
is the fact. I mean, you can't, only when the reversion takes place, only when the capacity utilization increases, the orders, you know, come in pipeline, the PIT will increase. So it's only a temporary phenomenon. But yes, you're absolutely right. For this quarter, the PIT margins have come down compared to what you've been seeing in the past.
Okay, and sir, what was the growth in the specialty chemicals for the first half?
Growth, in the first half, if you see, not much, I would say. I think overall, the specialty chemicals separately as a segment, we don't report on a chemical basis. That you can have a look in the numbers that is already published. May not be much as far as this quarter and the half year is concerned.
Okay, and just one more question if I can squeeze in. On the pharma side, how many molecules we would be working on right now? And how many have we commercialized in the last quarter?
See, we have launched 5 to 6 products in the last quarter, and in fact, last half year, and we are working on them as far as they work around both pharma as well as agro. The exact bifurcation between the two we don't quite need to share at this point of time, but there are as many as 6 molecules newly which have been, you know, we are ready with in terms of the qualification. Loads have already been produced, they have been approved. So whenever the order starts, whenever the demand picks up, we are destined to get the orders very soon.
So they should start contributing to growth in the next quarter, second half.
Next quarter, maybe the last quarter of this year, as I said, you know, when the agro things turn around, the pharma is, seems to be good at this point of time, so they will, to that extent, we are likely to get orders from new customers, from new markets. But agro will take a little more time.
Sure, sir. Thanks. That was helpful. I'll come back in the queue.
Okay.
Thank you. Participants, if you have any more questions, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Nihal Shah from Edelweiss Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening.
Good evening.
Just continuing on this question, so in case of pharma, you how many products have we launched in H1 FY17? You mentioned in total we've seen 5 to 6 products.
I said about 5 to 6.
That's for both agro as well as pharma. Is it possible to get a breakup?
We don't quite, you know, keep a track at that level. But there are as many as 5 to 6 products which we have launched.
Okay, and what was the mix between pharma and agro in this quarter, sir?
In 25 to 75.
Okay, but if we are seeing mainly the slowdown happening in agrochemical, as you're saying, and pharma, I guess, is remaining robust, hasn't this mix improved then compared to last year?
Not really. See, we continue to work. Our strategic intent is to increase the pharma contribution going forward. That is a stated strategy always, because the pharma products are far more complex. There are, you know, many steps which are involved, and the lock-in of the customer is for a longer period compared to agro. It has got more of a, you know, specialty and the niche product compared to a little flavor of a commodity business in an agro. So that is the stated intention always. So we continue to work on both these segments. So hopefully, you know, when these products are launched and we get substantial quantities in terms of orders and so on, this proportion may increase going down. But as of now, this is more or less at the same. Maybe in the last quarter it was 23-77, now it is 24-74, 76, that kind. Not significant changes of now.
Yeah, because we've seen that the performance, as we've been saying, of pharma has been good. So maybe this mix should have widely improved if we compare it to last year.
I'm saying, but for pharma, maybe to return even these kind of results may have been difficult. So our strategy of working simultaneously and continuously on pharma obviously has chipped in to the extent that we have been able to maintain on a 17% EBIT margin. And at a revenue level, more or less, the stable performance compared to the same quarter last year.
Okay, sure. And just one last question on agrochemical, specialty chemicals specifically. Is it that this quarter the pace of launches or, say, new products going into a dedicated plant have been lower, or are we seeing a degrowth in orders itself or the regular orders that we are running?
People have been deferring. As I said, you know, there has been a build-up of inventory that across all the buyers of the agrochemicals and so on, the companies also, you know, who buy from us. So the inventory both at the farmer level as well as the agrochemical company level has built up. So people are deferring their order. It's not that they have canceled, but they said, hold on, you know, not this quarter, maybe next quarter. You know, everybody's on that wait as to when the turnaround really takes place.
So even for our existing molecules, there has been a bit of a degrowth in quantity, and the fact that we've not been able to see a new product launches coming ahead.
Yeah, I'm saying launching in the sense that we are ready with the product. Commercialization is yet to take place only when the order and the turnaround happens, or, you know, new innovative products really gets into the market, we will get the better orders. But as of now, yes, there's been certain deferments from the customers.
Fair enough, sir. I'll get back to the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Gupta from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for taking my questions. So my question is on the CAPEX side. So basically, given that the agrochem has not been picking up, and you always maintained that most of your plants are flexible, I mean, given that the demand has been fairly weak, I mean, do you think the establishment of the new plants is probably kind of creating excess capacity to some extent for the near term?
See, we want to be ready with whenever the turnaround happens, because if our belief in the long term story remains absolutely intact, and therefore we know the kind of funnel, kind of molecules that we are working in, kind of inquiries that we are receiving. It's not that the world is coming to an end or the demand will just vanish, because the agro and the pharma demand will continue to remain there and grow. It's only, you know, temporary blip. So we want to really catch whenever there is a sudden turnaround. We don't want to be, you know, caught on the wrong side that we don't have adequate capacity. So based on the molecules that we are saying, we want to establish capacity, as you said, as you will be aware, the multi-purpose plant that we set up in the, that board approved in the last board meeting was 180 crores, and even this board meeting, as I mentioned, 136 crores worth of capacities have been approved. So we don't want to, you know, be, you know, come in a position where we don't have the capacity to supply the orders as and when the turnaround takes place. Because long-term story, as I said again, remains positive.
And secondly, on this year, you have said that specialty chemical growth would be flat on a YY basis. Is that correct interpretation?
Yes, yes.
And consequently, we'll also see a margin decline because of probably lower depreciation, higher depreciation charges, and higher operating costs because of new plants being established.
That is unfortunately the arithmetic. I mean, if the depreciation charge goes higher, EBIT margins will slowly come down. And we, as we continue to invest in capex, we are not holding ourselves back. Unfortunately, that arithmetic may continue to be there for some time.
Correct, sir. And on this, sir, can you just elaborate a little bit more on the cGMP plant that you are establishing? Any specific client that is it a new client or is it like for an existing client you are doing it?
See, as are stated first on the pharma segment of the specialty chemicals, some of the pharma companies, even while it may not be, we may not be a sort of active ingredient supplier and so on, they insist that the facilities should be cGMP. So, you know, in that context to be able to, because as I said, we are working on a lot of molecules and there are a lot of qualifications and there are new molecules that are in the pipeline. And many of them have also to serve to the pharma customers. So we need to be ready to, you know, catch each and every in that molecule and in that space. And if some of the customers have the requirement that our facility should be cGMP compliant, so we need to have that facility in place. So that if the pharma customer is there, I have developed a molecule, but my facility is non-cGMP, so he doesn't take it from me, that will be the first thing to happen. So again, you know, capability building and on the ground capacities building, we continuously do because we do see that future. It's only a couple of quarters away.
Sure. Thanks so much, sir. That's all of my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Surya Patra from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for this opportunity. Sir, on the again specialty chemical business, sequentially we are seeing a kind of 13% kind of decline on the revenue front. So, you have already indicated that there is a kind of slowdown in the agro-led businesses. Apart from that, whether you are seeing any price correction in the refrigerant gas front, or also in the fluoro-specialty business, are you seeing some sort of a pricing pressure? But because simultaneously we are seeing a meaningful correction in the EBIT margin, though there is higher depreciation obviously would be there.
So your question is around refrigerant gases, right?
Yes, yes.
See, refrigerant gases, we continue to increase the 134A volume. Also, we build on the margin side. In the plants, we are increasing our supply, our market share keeps on increasing. These are the new things. And R32, which was newly developed gas by us as a replacement to R22. That, of course, the production started sometime early in April, but we still catch the market and also explore the export of the R32 because recently, although R32 was not imposed the anti-dumping duty, but the blends which use R32, an anti-dumping duty has been imposed by US. So that will pave way for us to even, export the blends. So on the refrigerant gas side, on the HFC side, we seem to be moving in the right direction. On R22 front, which is the HCFC, the international market is seeing a lot of pressure because the China continues to be very aggressive. The prices have come down quite substantially. They are unable to use their entire production quota, and therefore they are left, right, and center selling at whatever price they can sell. So that has obviously hit us a little. And even in India, gradually, instead of R22, people are now moving to R32. Our product has also been approved by some of the domestic buyers like Daikin and others. And therefore, R32, to the extent, initially, until we reach, have the entire operating leverage in place, obviously the margins on R32 will be lower compared to R22. So, and on the blends also, it will take a little while before we really catch up the, and meet or match the similar margins as compared to R22. So overall, on the HCFC front, there may be a little challenge, but I think it is more than met by HFC, which is 134A, as I said, and you know some of the other products that we have recently started acting on the solvent side, and you know some of the other byproducts that we sell. So taking into consideration, yes, the refrigerant space in this quarter has done better in terms of market as well as market.
Okay, but whether the prices of the gases has come down sequentially, sir, that was my the brief question about the refrigerant gases.
Which prices are you talking about? Which product?
The gases, refrigerant gas prices, whether it has sequentially come down.
No.
Whether that was one of the reason for the correction in the margins?
No, I said in India, R22 prices haven't come down, but on
okay.
Export front, because we can't sell the entire quantity in India, as is a limited market. On the export market, yes, the prices have seen some pressure because of the aggressive competition by China.
Yeah, but on the R134A front, sir?
134 front, I said we continue to increase our quantity both in India as well as the export quantities, and there's a sustained increase in both production and the sale, and hopefully it will only increase going forward, because recently, of course, I mean US has indicated there's a provisional anti-dumping duty imposed on the China, but this is yet to get certified by January or February or March maybe 2017. If that happens, then it will pay for us to export more to US, 134A. So that continues to work the way we had envisaged, both in terms of volume and market.
Okay. Sir, for R134A, what is the price trend that I am asking for the sequentially? Whether it has come down?
No.
Okay.
Not come down.
Okay, it remaining almost a static kind of pricing scenario. Okay. And about the GMP plant that we have announced, so is it a kind of a dedicated plant, kind of a plant, or it is a multipurpose plant, or it is something different apart from the kind of a plants normally we used to set up for the chemical business?
It's a multipurpose plant where the products which are being bought by some of the pharma companies who insist that, you know, the product has to come out of the cGMP facility, maybe a couple of the last processes have to go through that cGMP facility for them to be really, so to say, acceptable to such pharma companies. So there is a dedicated facility, but it is in the nature of a multipurpose where we can route many of the products that we have on the pharma side to be produced through that.
Okay, and this year throughout 2016 we have announced so many capexes. So for FY17 and FY18, what is the kind of a capex that you would be doing, any consolidated sense that you can provide?
We have already indicated at a larger level that
50%
of that, you know, 3,500 crore over the next 4 years is going to
facility
chemicals, and that you've been seeing that.
Yeah.
180 crores last time, 120 crores here, so almost we have crossed 300 crores in the 6 months, and 6 months are yet to go. As I said, you know, many molecules on which we are working, some of them may require a dedicated facility depending upon how soon we get a big order on those. So direction is very clear. 70% of, about 600 to 700 crores rupees will keep on going to the specialty chemicals.
Yeah, so total overall capex for current year would be somewhere in the range of 800 around crores?
150 or maybe 700, more like 700.
Okay. And just one more last question. So since on the NTCF front, the capacity utilization level that you are seeing is now 83%. So are you seeing any capacity expansion in the near future on that front?
Not really, no. No, we don't intend increasing our capacity.
Okay. So optimal level would be there 90%, or it would be 85% kind of utilization, sir?
Well, it has been at the similar level. 80% capacity utilization in a commodity is fairly good. Beyond that, it may be difficult, but yeah, if an opportunity comes, we can always make our plants use at the and go at the 90% also, but additional capacity is not in the plan.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. Participants, if you have any questions, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Pavan Kumar from Unifi Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just wanted to understand what would be the price differential between R32 right now versus R22, and what are the kind of volume market shares are there in the market, R32 versus R22?
See, R32 has hardly, you know, some of the manufacturers have started using. As I said, you know, the people who started the first time was Daikin, who globally had a facility to manufacture R32 elsewhere, and they used to source from there. Now they have even approved our product. But if I say it's very insignificant at this point of time, maybe 5%, 7%, that kind of.
Okay. And what would the price differential, sir, R32 versus R22 as of now?
R32, since it has to replace R22, pricing is more or less similar, but going forward, because there is a free import of R32 which is allowed in India, whereas R22 there is a restriction on, you know, various things, so I think R32 will be priced a little lower than R22.
Okay, so restrictions are not there for R32, is it?
R22 is a restricted item on import, whereas R32 is not as of now.
Okay. But sir, when we are entering this particular market, we are competing with the foreign capacities, is it?
Mm. Yes, on R32.
Yes, R32.
Yes, R32 India, we are the only producers of R32 gas. In India, we started sometime in April, as I said.
Okay.
There is no other producer of R32, but R32, various other international producers will do. They make.
Okay.
In China, for that matter, is a producer of R32.
Are there any major challenges in the Indian market which prevent people from going from R22 to R32 as of now?
I think there may be some at a technology level, because you need to maybe configure some part of your production process to have R32 as the ingredient rather than R22. There may be some, but those are not, we believe, are not very significant ones. They don't require huge capital expenditure. So, but surely, you know, some changes may be required at their end.
No, sir. The only point I was trying to actually understand here from the conversation was like, if R32 is a better environment friendly refrigerant, then why isn't the conversion happened as of now?
That's what I'm saying. When R32 is a little costlier compared to R22, we are the only producer and manufacturer, and some technological changes surely will be required. As I said, only recently Daikin has approved started using R32 initially their own, and now they have accepted our product also. So it will take a little while for anything to get replaced. No, it doesn't happen that soon. People are used to R22 to the extent that it is freely available. It is there. And even in the replacement market, people will continue to use R22, because whosoever has got a car with an R22 or air conditioner with an R22 initial charging, he would not like to take a chance with R32. It is only the original equipment manufacturer who may switch it.
Okay.
So obviously, the demand has to catch up, and it will take its own time.
Fine. Regarding the nylon tire fabric business, so are we expecting the utilization to continue at such a high level, or do we expect the growth to come down?
See, there are many things, you know, in NTCF, because as I said, 30% of the demand of NTCF is met by imports. So many times, because of the anti-dumping duty and various other changes that may happen at the exporters level, so to say, how attractive is for them, sometimes it happens that the domestic demand needs to be filled up by the existing producer. So you get a better demand, a better traction, and you increase your. But, I mean, it's not going to be one time since it has gone to 83, it is likely to only increase or remain at the same level. It's a quarter-to-quarter phenomenon, how much imports have taken place, what is the outlook of those exporters into India, and so on and so forth. So, and there is a domestic producer also which has come in and who's now, you know, put up some facility, Madura Industrial Textiles. So that also plays up at times. So it's not going to be I won't call it as a structural change which has led to, you know, this increase in this thing, but yeah, technically, depending upon the demand supply at that point of time, it may change a little bit here and there.
Fine, sir. I'll return in with the key. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you have questions, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Chintan Modi from Motilal Oswal Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the follow-up. So just a couple of questions which looks beyond results. Considering that, sir, we have created very strong R&D capabilities in specialty chemicals, could we capitalize that in creating newer models? So like, for example, custom synthesis business, where we are not there right now, and one of our peer companies have been doing really, really good in that. So considering that capabilities that we already have, could we expand into such kind of business models, which could be another area of growth for us?
See, as of now, our concentration is around fluorochemicals and fluorochemicals-related specialty. Yes, the capability is there. Tomorrow, if something is exciting enough for us to really look at it, and which has to do more with the mind rather than, you know, as a commodity play, we don't mind looking at it. But as of now, there are enough, as I said, our funnel is full on the specialty chemical coming out of fluorochemicals, so why should we look at something else? Only when we find that, okay, maybe there's a complete, it has exhausted completely, there are no more opportunities, etc., etc., will we look at something else? As of now, the pharma and agro, that relating to specialty chemical, is good enough to keep our entire team engaged, because we have filed, as you, are, you may be aware, we filed as many as 11 patents in this 6 months period also, and so we are past 90 and we'll hopefully cross 100. So there are a lot of you know, intellectual property in which people are engaged and they keep on working, and if we are able to capitalize on this alone, the future will be, you know, quite bright. Why should we look something else? Every company has its own strategy.
Correct. Got it, sir. And sir, what would be the average cost of debt after this renegotiation?
Is about 5%, less than 5%.
It's less than 5%.
All the forex borrowing and everything together.
Okay, fine. Thank you, sir. That's it, no mind.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nihal Jha from Edelweiss Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much. So just one follow-up. Not sure if you commented on it. What is the status of the anti-dumping duty on R134A in the U.S.?
See, in sometime in August or September, I'm not sure which date, their provisional duty has been imposed by U.S. government on Chinese 134A, but it is yet to be finalized. We understand that the final determination, it may or may not happen, one does not know, is likely to be decided sometime in the month of February 2017.
So till that time, no duty will be applied?
Whenever it gets applied, this will start from the retrospective date. You know, the provisional duty has been imposed. If it is finally applied, then whatever reports has occurred during this period, they will also suffer anti-dumping. So they typically in India, they ask us to execute a bond, you know, at the time of clearance of the goods. So if any duty gets imposed from a retrospective period, you'll have to pay it.
But the order has been finalized on blends, as we saw a few months back.
Blends they already imposed. I stated some time ago in my conversation.
Fair enough. Sure, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Gupta from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Two questions here. One is, how much is the likely volume you are going to do in R134A? And on 1234 YF, when do you expect your kind of trials and all that to come out and you to start going into commercial production?
134A quantities we are likely to maybe touch around 10,000 this year, which was about 7,000 last year. So okay. Anywhere between 9,500 to 10,000 we should be able to do, considering the way the order booking and, you know, the pipeline is. As far as the 1234 YF is concerned, we have already set up, in the process of setting up a pilot plant, and we should hopefully be ready maybe in 12 months time with the product. But the thing is, when will we start producing on a commercial level is something I can't today, you know, because the demand has to be significant enough in India and abroad for this product at a higher price, and to sustain, you know, what kind of a facility that I put up, because as of now, what I put up is only a pilot plant. Commercial ke liye, it has to justify what kind of a market demand is going to be and when. So I really can't answer at this point of time as to when 1234YF commercially will become viable for us to put up a dedicated plant for that.
But as your product gets ready, would be commercially competitive to anybody else globally?
Yes, yes. We will be more than competitive. The way the prices are as of this point of time. Now, depending upon when the demand arises and, who are the other competitors at that point of time, I don't know. I mean, it's too premature for us to say. But we will be competitive enough.
And sir, any sense on packaging films? Because I think mid of early next year, some capacities will start getting commissioned. So any sense on demand supply for packaging film industry in India and probably abroad?
Supply overhang will continue, but we believe we'll be able to sell what we produce, and therefore our line, which was scheduled to come sometime in March 2017 here in India, likely to be preponed by a couple of months. Maybe we'll start that line early January, and we should be able to still sell, because as our strategy of having more value-added products, having a very severe thrust or a very, very focused thrust on reduction of the cost and so on and so forth, we should still be able to sell. But you are right, a couple of capacities are lined up. One of them has already started in the month of October. Some of them maybe in November, December. So that will pose, as far as the supply side is concerned, yes, there will be difficulty. But having said that, even today, domestic capacity utilization is about 65-70%, and we are able to have 100% capacity utilization. Hopefully, we'll be able to repeat that. That is our thought and confidence.
And any impact on realization that you see?
Yes, realization will continue to remain under pressure, because even in this quarter, there's been margins have been under pressure. But we continue to work a lot on our cost side and improvement side, and better margins on some of the value-added products, and working with the big corporates and the converters rather than going to the run-of-the-mill customers at the lower level. So all things together, we are still able to make decent margins on this, and we hopefully will continue to do that.
So you don't expect any realization changes for you, coming into
realization changes? The realization may go down, but I say that margin is something that we would like
to endeavor
to continue, product.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you have questions, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Pavan Kumar from Unifi Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just wanted to understand what has been the refrigerant segment volume growth this particular year, and is this year's was there any kind of, do you think it has been maybe a standout year, and the next year the demand is expected to normalize, or how does it play out?
The refrigerant market is growing because in India, 134A, as I said, the volumes have grown, the margins have grown, R22 also. The absolute margin, the absolute market, because there are different kinds of product which gets used. As the 134A is there, then, R22 and the replacement of that is 2R32, and then the blends and so on and so forth. The absolute market will keep on growing. There's been, I think, the 12-15% growth which happened last year on the air conditioning market as such, and we are able to capture most of it. I don't see it going down. The only thing, the permutation combination may change. Instead of 134, R22, instead of R22, blends, various other things. That may keep happening, but the market will continue to grow.
So 10-15% range, you think, is the normalized demand growth rate that should be expected in years?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay, sir. Fine. Thanks.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rohan Gupta of MK Global for closing comments.
Thanks, Tanvi. Sir, we already had a long discussion. Just only before we close, one clarification, sir, I need on this CapEx. And the current quarter which you're talking about is 128 crore. Am I right, sir?
That's right.
Yeah, because in the press release and the results, it is talking about a couple of plants with the 165 crore versus 180 crore.
Yes, 180 crore and 165 crore, I stated for the last quarter, board had approved 180 crore for the multipurpose plant and 165 crore for CMS plant.
Correct. So, and 128 crore is in addition of these two plants.
Yes, 100%. 128 crore has been approved today.
Right.
Which is, you know, a couple of plants. CGMP is one bigger, I mean, out of those, and a couple of others, the smaller ones on the specialty chemical side.
So,
that we continue to invest in specialty chemicals despite you seeing the, you know, slowdown.
Right, right. So, there will be close to another 700 crore rupees committing in a specialty chemical, chemicals and specialty chemical. I think most of these facilities will be up for running by FY18 something.
It takes anything between 12 to 18 months depending upon, you know, the complexities or the size of the plant and, you know, how fast we also want to, you know, I mean, what is the visibility on the order side. So all of that, I think between anything between 12 months to 18 months is the typical time of any facility to get established.
Right. So, sir, we will be ready with all that by end of FY18 and so those facilities will be ready to use by FY19. That is our additional 700 crore rupees capex which we are putting. Given that, sir, the current industry which is going through a weak environment, do you see that, sir, that there will be further need for putting any capex next year, or we will first focus on ramping up these facilities only while the capex we are committing right now?
See, Rohan, these capacities, many of them are very specific to a specific product also, no? Because you need to consider certain things as I said, you know, many products that we have launched, many molecules that we are working on, that requires some bit of dedicated, some bit of multi-purpose and so on and so forth. So wherever our confidence level is higher, we'll obviously put up this capacity, and wherever it is low, obviously it will be done through a multi-purpose plant and so on. Obviously, if there is no need for the capacities to be put up, why we will... But as you rightly observed, by the FY18, we should be in a position to take advantage of the turnaround which is expected to happen around that time on the agro side.
Okay. And sir, since even the current environment didn't seem to be improving, so the margin dip which we have seen in the current quarter may continue for balance half of this year also.
As I said, the growth is only expected to be marginal, so it is expected to remain at the same level.
Right, right. So that's all from my side, and thank you very much for giving us your valuable time.
Okay, thank you.
On behalf of NK Global, I also thank all the participants for logging in the conference call. Everyone, thanks.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. On behalf of NK Global, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.